Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. All right, I'm going to botch this all up, so pay attention so you can hear what I'm saying, hear what I mean, but not what I say. Hasta la victoria semperi. It's a quote. It's a communist quote. It means, until victory always, or ever onward to victory. So what is the victory that all the Trump haters, the Democrats, are seeking and fighting for? They're screaming for it. AOC said, some communities have no choice but to riot. You know, break the law, destroy property, burn, loot, whatever it takes. You know, much like the Dems promoted on the inauguration day of the president. They hate the president. There's no doubt about that. They've made that perfectly clear. But more than that, they hate you. It's you that they hate. They hate freedom. They don't stand for what the Democrat Party of our grandparents stood for. They hate you for having been independent and free. You see, that's not, just doesn't work into their scheme. Their victory will cost you much, no matter what party affiliation you claim. You see, we're losing our Constitution and our country. Now, I'm sharing part of an article with you here, and it's written by Dr. William Scott McGill, and I'm going to try and get him on the air. He says, the United States of America came into existence unlike any other nation in history through the ratification of a document drafted by representatives of we the people. Representatives, not dictators, not D.C. occupiers. Brilliant solutions to the trials and errors of countless prior generations were embodied in that brief document. If you read the history of the documents, that in and of itself, and I'm trying to think of her name, Chris Ann Hall, has written several books, and she has one that it's not a living, breathing document that is really good. You see, the rule of law replaced the rule of men. All citizens were equal. Before that law, regardless of their wealth and status, rights would be protected but not granted by government in recognition of their source as divine, not human. Government officials would serve by the will of the people, not by inheritance or privilege. Government powers were restricted and limited to those listed, enumerated in that document, and further limited by dividing them among three separate but equal branches, each with power to check the other two. Ratification was followed by two centuries of more trial and error in the continual struggle to form a more perfect union. We were never perfect, and we are certainly not perfect yet. But by living up to these principles, he said, during that time, America, with all of her flaws, became the freest, most prosperous on the earth, and the greatest force for good of any nation in history. Alexis de Tocqueville, if you remember, said a long time ago, America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be great, she will no longer be good. Or be great. If she ceases to be good, she will no longer be great. I'm getting my words mixed up here. Of course, the left, you know, Governor Cuomo there in New York, said, we will not make America great. America was never that great. Think about what that means. Think about it a bit. Digest it as to what that means for you and your family and your future. Their victory is not, will not be America's victory. But today, he says in his article, I diverted a few times there, all of these many blessings we inherited, our Constitution, our individual liberty, our culture, our nation itself, are threatened with extinction as the rule of law is now thrown aside for the rule of emotionalism. Now, this is coming from me. You must bear in mind, the emotionalism is here to drive their victory of socialism over your freedom and independence. He goes on and he says that that threat is not from any external force. Now listen to this. No foreign power could ever destroy our nation, but entirely from within. If our constitutional republic is to survive, we must be willing to confront our opponents and utterly defeat them in the arena of ideas. Failure to do so is to be forever disgraced as the generation that betrayed its children and lost the nation. You see, what I've been saying all along, we need to be active now, all of us. Don't think Democrat, don't think Republican, don't think Libertarian, don't think party at all. Think American. We are a great nation. We were a great nation. And we have much within us to be great again. Not from ourselves, but from our God. We witnessed quite a disgusting show the last two nights as we watched the Democrat debates. And I wrote this down. And I'm just spelling it out. D for Democrat. Is for democracy. They constantly talk about democracy. We are a republic, but they constantly say democracy, which is mob rule. I have the definition here. It's ruled by the omnipotent majority. In a democracy, an individual and any group of individuals composing any minority have no protection against the unlimited power of the majority. It is a case of majority over man. So why would they keep screaming for a democracy? E, I'm spelling out Democrat, elite rule. And this starts with an A, aristocracy. Certain societies, especially those holding hereditary titles or offices, it's a state government by the aristocracy, form of government in which power is held by nobility, those who believe themselves to be above everyone else. And that's what I see in all of our elected officials in D.C. Billionaires. That's what the M stands for. Every one of them up there in Congress, unless they've blown it, are millionaires. And they want to rule over you. Out of touch with Americans. C is for communists crawling power, craving power, causing crisis on the American congregation. R is for racists. They see color, not people. A is for, again, aristocracy. Twice. Because they can't get enough. T, totalitarianism, or totalitarians, a system of government that is centralized and dictatorial and requires complete subservience to the state. S, because there's more than one of them. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Keep
your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessening your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, VacuPack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to finish my monologue before I go to the phones. I didn't give the number out, but Tom must have it on speed dial. The Democrats, at least the ones we're seeing in the arena, okay, I know that my friends next door that are Democrats and all that, they're not this way. But they're haters. Even the one, I can't think of her first name, Williamson, claiming her spirituality, and she's a piece of work, a little love child there. But she is correct. There is a force of spiritual power over all of us. But it isn't the aura coming from her, I'm just saying. We're going to go to Tom in Michigan. He wants to talk about democracy. Tom, how are you doing today? Tom?
Doing okay? Yeah, can you hear me?
You are. I can hear you now.
Yeah. Okay. You know, about the keep using the word democracy, and I've said that 100 more times than I'd care to count, that, you know, it's a republic, not a democracy. But just lately, it hit me that, you know, it's a de facto democracy. You know, the Republicans, you know, you can blame them because they, you know, they say Constitution, but, you know, it really depends whose ox is being gored. You know,
you're exactly
they're not
right.
Going to say, and yeah, I guess that's, you know, I guess that's all I wanted to make that point. And, you know, it's supposed to be a republic, you know, I agree 100%, but, you know,
we kind of lost that.
There's a guy,
Neil has reminded me of that several times. Go ahead.
The the late Mark Scott. He was a local talk show host, and you know, he used to. And there I lost my thread. He had some real good ones. We were talking about democracy. See if I can pick it back up real quick. Well, you know, I don't know. I just, you know.
I understand what you're saying.
I'll have to talk about it some other time. I wanted to give him credit because.
Okay.
He was kind of my mentor in a lot of things, and he was able to, he had these one-liners, little maxims kind of that I had never heard before, and I like to pass them on from time to time. But thanks for taking my call, Beth.
You're welcome, Tom. You're welcome. Thank you. Well, Tom's absolutely right. We are being ruled over by democracy because that's what they, in Congress, it's Congress. Congress is the problem. Congress is the crisis. I can't get that out any more than what I have done. You need to understand how important it is to stop electing career politicians. They were up there on stage the last two nights and last election. We had 17 Republicans up there on stage. Every one of them except for Donald Trump. Is looking for a job promotion. It wasn't a promotion for Donald Trump. You know, I can't say that I like the way the man lived his life. But what he's doing now to try and bring America back to being great, I think he's doing the best he can under a terrible situation. Because he's fighting not only Democrats, he's fighting Rhino Republicans. D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. Well, de Blasio. You know, I still wonder about New York sometimes. I know I've got a lot of New York listeners, and I love you. But I certainly wonder why you guys keep electing. Of course, we kept electing a few people over here, like Claire McCaskill. We finally got her out. But she's not being quiet. She's been hired by, CNN or MSNBC or something as a consultant. He says we're going to tax the heck out of the wealthy. Of course, he didn't use the word heck. With 47% of income tax fillers paying little or no tax, are the wealthy already taxed enough? And he's got that as a question. And he's the one who used the Hasta la Victoria Sembiri. And then he had to apologize for it because it's a communist leader quote. But what they are promoting with their policies is socialist, communist. If you want the government to control your lives, if you think the government can fix everything, then you don't want freedom. You don't want independence. You don't want to be a sovereign individual. You want mob rule. Well, let me tell you, the mob will not be you ruling. The mob will be the communists ruling, the socialists. They won't use the word communism. But basically, that's what socialism is. The government in control. They cannot stop attacking President Donald Trump. Attacking him is attacking you. That is what went wrong. He was not supposed to be elected. Hillary had it. The Democrat Party and Hillary had it bought and paid for. They had it covered. So even with the election fraud or the ballot frauds that we have, you still elected President Donald Trump. And now they get on stage. Every time they get in front of a camera, they try to convince you that everyone in America hates this man. That he is racist. That he is a homophobe, that he is this, that he is that, and he's not any of those things. They misquote him. They don't misquote him. They do it on purpose. It's not a mistake. And the situation at the border, they caused it. He didn't cause it. They caused it. The children in cages they keep showing you, those were pictures of children in these little, I'm going to call them playpens, these little cages during the Obama administration. They had to do something. Congress won't stop the inflow, the invasion. They will not stop it. If you believe everyone's coming across that border because they need a better way of life, that they're running from something, then you're wrong. Just because they need a job doesn't mean they need asylum here. We are not here to employ the world. We can't even employ our own. And these candidates keep getting on stage promising everything to the illegals. What about you? Well, they're going to tax the heck out of you if you're rich. De Blasio's promising to do that. But Joe Biden was their, he was their punching bag last night. They were going at Joe Biden. He held up pretty good, I thought, for the old guy. And he is older. Hey, I don't think as quick and snappy as I used to either. I was telling my girlfriend, she said, I just get words, they won't come. I said, yeah, I'll try and do that on air. That happens on air to me once in a while. We have all of these that are running for president. Let's see, there's 27. It says the following, 27 elected officials and notable public figures are running for president. 25 of them are Democrat, and two of them are Republicans, and one of the Republicans is Donald Trump, and the other one is Bill Weld, a former governor of Massachusetts. They're running for president, 25 of them. And every one of them want open borders. Every one of them want free health care. Somebody's got to pay for it. It ain't free, folks. And they want free college. Free, 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 free. Everything's free in America for a small fee in America. It won't be a small fee. And what socialism does is it makes poor people out of everyone. The middle class, the ones who were kind of upper class, and the poor. Bernie's right. They will redistribute it evenly. We will all be poor. Except the very, very wealthy. Those who are putting this plan together. Bernie's a millionaire, but he wrote a book, so that's all that's about. If you believe that. I've got a bridge in the desert to sell you. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've got something really important I want to share with you today. I've got a couple of articles that we'll go through, but I've got something else. It's very important that we understand if we're going to fix this mess, if it's going to get fixed, it has to be you. It has to be me. And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
In America.
I love my producer. If you recognize that, that's from West Side Story. I'm always quoting things or trying to sing something from some musical. I need to get that out and watch that. That was from West Side Story. And it was about gang fights. Now, if our gangs all fought like that, we wouldn't be in too bad a shape. All they did was dance. Well, they did shoot one another. They had chains, but they just danced. They didn't hit each other in the movie. Anyway. I just got this article. It just popped up, and I'm just looking at the headline, so I haven't read the article yet. But it's Cory Booker, and he's upset. It's having a little pity party here. He's upset with CNN. He says Cory Booker's unhappy that CNN, the debate with CNN, pitted Democrats against each other. Hello, it's called a debate, but Corey. Hello, you got to tell us that you're better than that guy next to you or that gal next to you. I wanted to explain this. AOC, I mentioned it in my monologue. She came out and she has all this sympathy and empathy. Not that we don't. We don't want to see poor people. I mean poor. Like what we see in Detroit. Like what we see in New York, in Las Vegas, in Baltimore. Places in St. Louis. Places in Kansas City. They're not only poor. They're dangerous places to be. Desperate people do desperate things. Drugs, the selling of drugs, prostitution, horrible things. No one wants to see that. And in all of these large cities, every single one of them that is dealing with this. Now, when you put people together, let me just be frank here. When you put people together like that in big crowds, there's going to be, well, when you put the animals together, it's called a pecking order. There's going to be a pecking order. It doesn't make it right, it just is nature. However, these things, these cities are run by democracy. They're run by the Democrats. Now, there's probably some run by the Republicans. I don't have a list here. But when they use these social policies, it destroys freedom in this country. When they start tearing down jobs, like the coal industry, this has been going on for a very long time. But I used to watch late night stuff, and it just have all these different things come up, preachers and everything else, and missionary work. And it was in Virginia, in West Virginia, where the coal mines are. And when they pull out of those coal mines, they just leave these people. They literally live in shanties. You can see through the walls. They may bring them food, but they bring them, I get on to Rudy and my husband, they drink a lot of Mountain Dew. They bring them Mountain Dew. The kids' teeth are falling out, they're rotten. Rudy's are not.
Well, they don't fall out.
No, yeah, he's sometimes get one pulled out. But anyway, he's that's a joke here in the office. But it isn't healthy what their subsidies or the government subsidies are giving them. And, of course, the mission groups are coming in there to try and help. They don't have an education. I mean, we're talking poor. Now, they're living out in the wilderness. They're not in a crowded city where, in order to survive, you have to have, I guess, gangs, and you have to have this and have to that. And I know I've got a call holding up. Just bear with me here just a moment. So AOC mentions that they have no other option but to riot. Well, maybe they ought to go knock on the door of their representative and their senators. They have that option. I don't think they have to riot and burn their own houses and burn their own properties. And so she's saying they have no option but to break the law. I knew a man one time. He told me, he said, if my family was hungry, I'd steal an apple. But the policies have created this. And it is disastrous. And it is wrong. No one in America should live like that. We the people once won independence, but social policies by DC occupiers that do the bidding for the major union heads, Chamber of Commerce, central bankers, the Koch brothers and the mega corporations have brought us down and made us slaves so that we have places like Baltimore and Detroit, some places in St. Louis. It's wrong. There's no reason for it other than bad policies, corruption at the top of those states, of those cities. They've been sent money to help and improve things, but that alone isn't going to do it. But they took the money. They did something else with it. We're going to go to the phones. We have Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm really enjoying this remarkably cool summer we've been having here. Here it is, August 1st already.
You gotta love that. You gotta love that global warming.
We had a few days in the 90s. We didn't have any days above 95. You know, usually we have a lot of days in the high 90s and even over 100 in July. And now here it is, August. It's in the 80s today. And it's just been absolutely remarkably cool this summer here. And I'm enjoying that. Because the heat tends to get miserable here in Arkansas.
It can be. And, you know, electric
feels
better, too. I'm good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. Okay, what I said I called about was I want to talk about why the Democrats, why the left-wingers always say that that we have a democracy and that they support democracy. And that's this. Okay, I once read a list of communist rules for revolution. I think these were discovered and they were found around 1917, sometime around there, before Saul Alinsky came out with his that you're always reading. And anyway, one of these rules for revolution on the list, on the communist list, was always preach true democracy, but seize power as ruthlessly and as rapidly as you possibly can. So I think that's what they're doing. You know, I think, you know, because democracy is like, it's a feel-good word for most people. You know, when you say democracy, I think most people, you know, they haven't been highly educated in the difference between democracy and
republic
and all that kind of thing.
They think it's freedom.
They think that the majority, they think that the people rule, you know, whatever the majority of the people vote for, the government does that. And you can see that's not at all what the Democrats want. You know, whenever the majority of the people vote for something, it's not according to their agenda. You know, they don't let it stand. They go to the courts and have it overturned. You know, like here in Arkansas, the majority of the people, by something like a 75% majority, voted against homosexual marriage and put it in the Constitution. And they got it, and the left-wingers, they got a judge to overturn that and say we couldn't do that. And so that's an example of, you know, democratically the people voted for something, and since the Democrats, the left-wingers, didn't like it, you know, they got a federal judge to overturn it. And
it's
over and over and over all over the country. Whenever the people vote for something the Democrats don't like, they just go to a federal judge and have him overturn it. So they don't want democracy. They just want power for themselves. And they don't care. You know, when we see the cities like Baltimore and Chicago and all these big cities that are run by Democrats, they don't care if they're – they just want to be on top of the dunghill. You know, they don't care if everything is completely rotten, corrupt, you know, absolutely miserable, if life is just absolutely the worst possible it can be. They don't care as long as they're sitting on top of the dung pile and they're enjoying the good life themselves. They have wealth themselves. They don't give they don't give a damn about anything else except them being in power. And that's the
and
truth
you know
about
the mayor. The mayor that went walking through Baltimore and made the comment about how it stunk and you could smell the rats, and she said, "We just need to knock all this down." Well, that's one way of looking at it. I guess it just took it out of her eyesight. But what did that do for the people that were trying to live in that mess? We're heading into a break. Thank you, Joe. Your calls, well, I'm not going to take calls here later, but I am going to take William. He's been holding. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we'll be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have something that I want to share with you, but first we're going to go to William in Delaware. William, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Beth Ann. Can you hear me okay?
I can, sir.
Okay. Talk about corruption. I used to live in Philadelphia. I now live 30 miles south of it. That said, I know how Philadelphia works. Corruption.
Oh, yeah.
Since 1978, the voter rolls in Philadelphia have not been purged of deceased voters. In Philadelphia, there's approximately 550,000 people who are deceased, who are still listed as active on the voter rolls. Here's what they do every year. They get vans, dozens of them, these big 9 and 10 passenger vans. They go into the, how should we say, minority neighborhoods of North and West Philly.
Have the poor neighborhoods.
In the vans. They give them a paper list, meaning the community activists. Give them lists of names and tell them, you go to this polling place and vote for this person. Then they do that, they vote. Then they drive them to another district, give them another list. You say you're this person, you say you're this person, and then they vote that person. And here's what they do. They pay them in Pennsylvania state scratch-off lottery tickets. Can you believe this?
Hmm.
Pay them in lottery tickets in cash to
there's your hope and change.
To go out and vote. And Philadelphia will not do anything to clean its voter rolls up because this is how the Democrats stay in power. This is how some districts in Philadelphia were able to vote 98% for Obama, because half the votes were people who were deceased. And
yet with all the...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yet with all that... Hold on a second.
I'm sorry.
With all that corruption, with all that fraud at the polls, President Donald Trump won.
President Donald Trump still won. Thank God. Thank God the rural people and in the middle of Pennsylvania got out and vote.
But that is exactly why they want to do. That's exactly why they want to do away with the Electoral College, and they want to do the redistricting.
You nailed it on the head. Thanks, Batman.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding us, William. All right. This article is called "Who is Going to Pay?" And it's what the Bible says about today's hottest topics. He's an author of a new book, and it's called The Rational Bible, and I have not read it. It's Dennis Prager. Great guy. Where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Those were the words of Jesus from his Sermon on the Mount, as he taught a lesson about how to value the things of heaven and the things of this world. How does that apply to today if you're talking about a treasure that is borrowed? And does this only apply to people, or should governments pay attention? Debt is strongly discouraged in the Bible, where it says the borrower is a slave to the lender. In fact, in Proverbs, it says, "One who lacks sense gives a pledge and puts up security in the presence of his neighbor." It might be a good idea to consider such principles, biblical principles, and give them consideration, considering the financial news out of Washington recently. The president and congressional leaders announced that a bipartisan deal had been reached to raise the nation's national debt ceiling. A pledge made with bipartisan agreement. They can always agree on spending money. I've said that. The deal will allow the federal government to continue borrowing money to finance both discretionary and mandatory spending. According to the White House, the deficit is projected to be over $1 trillion for 2019. This is on top of the record-level national debt, approaching its $23 trillion. The deal was reportedly the work of Treasurer Secretario, listen to this duo, Steven Mnuchin, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. These short-term fiscal showdowns, have become the commonplace in the last decade that it has overshadowed the long-term looming fiscal crisis. This looming crisis of our national debt, which is growing exponentially, it not only on an economic crisis, it is a moral crisis as well. The Bible actually has a lot to say about money. Of course, you know, they want to take him completely away. That's the socialist thing. That's number, I don't remember which number that was on that number eight of the eight ways to make a socialistic state, but one is to remove God. It says how we acquire it, our wealth, our money, how we spend it, and it speaks to the borrowing as well as to the lender. Roughly 40% of Jesus' 38 parables deal with or include money, some putting forth various guiding principles about finances. The Bible's focus on money shouldn't be surprising, given that it is so fundamental to all that we do and engage in, both as individuals and collectively as communities and countries. This is going to be a long article, so I'm going to kind of try and bring it short. It says, Congress keeps making a wish list for spending without pulling out the national checkbook to see what kind of funds are actually available. Even worse, our leaders keep taking out loans in our children's names. At present, our national debt is 78% of our gross domestic product, according to the CNBC, predicted to rise to 96% by 2028. At some point, the bills will come due, and future generations will find out that, in a way, they've been victims of sort of identity theft. Their resources and futures at risk because of the actions of others, us now, for doing nothing. Members of both political parties who created this deal need to use this rare moment of bipartisan agreement to read the fine print of the budget and put a stop to the policies that will handicap our children. You did not hear them talk about the national debt last night. And it is the greatest threat. It is more of a threat than climate change. He says, this kicking the can of fiscal responsibility down the road is setting up a generational game of musical chairs. At some point, when we can no longer service our debt, the music will stop. When that music stops, it will be our children's children who will find themselves out of the game. It is our responsibility. If you want socialism, if you think this national debt is a good thing because you just want more stuff free, you're condemning your children to slavery and worse. They will be the ones all over this nation. It won't just be here and there and hither and yonder. It'll be every city except for one little corner where AOC lives and Bernie Sanders lives. Everyone else will be poor and enslaved to government unless you and I smart up, get on our knees, and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.